What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time.
Yes, it is the Fifi Fever Nick podcast. This isn't Fifi Fever or Nick. This is producer Leon. I'm here with producer James Blake.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And the reason you're hearing us and not Fifi Fever Nick, you will hear them in the podcast from Friday's show. They're Breaking the Burbs in Narre Warren. But we record the podcast stuff post-show, but it was quite a busy event today. A lot of people wanting photos.
Yeah, hectic.
And it got swept up in all the hubbub down there.
Hubbub.
So
furore.
We're back to the studio here to set up the podcast and give you an Alpha Bucks answer.
Yes, stay tuned for that. I think one of the reasons why this particular Breaking the Burbs was so large was because we were at Narre Warren.
Yes.
Fev is, you could argue, the favourite son of Narre Warren.
Correct.
Every single, like, we do these things called live reads where the guys read scripts, ads, but we pre-record them because sometimes the guys stuff up lines and all that kind of stuff. And Fev was so favoured there that every time he got a line right when we were pre-recording them, the entire crowd cheered.
I assume that's what happened at school as well. When he would read a sentence from a book, everyone would cheer as well.
Hey!
It was wild that when you'd also go, did anyone know Fev personally or, you know, connected to him?
There was just every hand up.
Hands in the air. Like, oh, yeah, I'm his cousin. I played football with him. I'm his teacher. I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And where we were, Bunjil Place, which is incredible. Like, the council have done an incredible job with that place. Fev was telling us that, like, oh, yeah, the library used to be over there and my mum would drop me off and I would walk out the back and pash a girl and then come back 40 minutes later and then Kaz would be like, how was study? And apparently it was all good. So the fact that he's now come back to where he also played some footy games up
his
against
his spiritual home ground.
Yeah, he was in a different place. And then the moment we revealed the statue.
Yes. And for those that don't know, look, behind the scenes, producers have been working on this statue for a long time.
I would say since last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not only to get the statue made, but also have the council to help put it somewhere.
Anyone who's dealt with the council. Everyone deals with rates, bins, parking, all that kind of stuff. Now imagine that you want to get a Fev statue on a street.
If you've seen American sitcom Parks and Rec,
it's
like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crossing T's, dotting I's, getting approvals, and a lot of those people don't really like doing it.
No.
But a lot of them have fun, and it feels like this council did.
Yeah. Oh, City of Casey were awesome. I think in part because their elected council got sacked a couple of years ago for some...
They'll clear it out.
...improper business. They'll clear it out. So, like, the people that you have there, they're absolute professionals. They love what they're doing. And they were right on board with it.
Yes.
It was very funny as we took the Fev statue away and Fev actually sang Goodbye, My Lover as we took it away from the stage and to get loaded up and taken off to Webb Street. the guys who actually deal with, like, these are the people who fix the bins or the public seating or whatever.
Maintenance
people. They've just seen it roll in and just looked at me and went, all right, how long you reckon has it got before something happens to it?
Yeah. So it's been bolted to the ground on Webb Street in Narre Warren.
Yeah.
It's Friday at midday.
Yes.
Here.
I have no report and I have asked the council to text me as soon as anything happens, if anything happens.
So, yeah. And look, it was bolted down.
Yeah.
But it could very easily be attacked. And I'm really torn because a part of me as a producer really wants something to happen to it because it's funny.
Yeah.
But also I really want us to have it by the end of this,
because it's a temporary installation from the council. The council were great, but they said we could only have it for so long. And in a couple of weeks' time, it is going to need to move from Webb Street, which means if you're listening now and you're anywhere near Narre Warren, just head out. And there's some kebab shops around there. Get a kebab.
Yeah.
Eat it with Fev. There are some seats around. But it would be nice to retain it and have it.
I think Fev really... Fev actually wanted to keep it.
Fev FaceTimed Alex, his partner.
Yes.
and was showing her everything. I think he even pointed out the calves.
Yeah,
the
calves are quite good. Look at its ass. Referring to himself because it was a 3D scan of him from 3 weeks ago.
Incredible as well. That was done by a group called Thing Lab out in Yarraville.
Yes.
And Karthik, who works there, came out and did it in one of our photo studios that we have here in the building. And it looks like if you ever went to school where like the projector would be on the roof and they would sort of show things
yes.
from that projector, that's what it looked like. And he was just moving around. Scan Fever in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
And it is a like for like.
Correct.
Comparison. Like and it's
Fev
the same
was genuinely
height,
surprised.
Everything.
He was under the impression that he was getting scanned. We told him that we're getting bobblehead dolls made of each of them.
Good.
Fever Nick.
Very good.
And so that's why we're on this scan. He's like, yeah, right, sure. Just agreed to it. And not aware that it's going to be turned into a lifelike statue now sitting on his on
Main
Street in his hometown. It's great. If you can see it in Narre Warren, get down there and see it. Please send a photo.
Yes.
DM us, tag us in it. And also look at our Instagram at FeeFevNick. FeeFeeFevNick if you would like to see it as well.
And if you want to have some fun, just sit down. There are seats around it, a couple of meters away from it, and just watch people react to it. Because although he's loved in Narre Warren, not everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, a woman did walk past as we were leaving. First off, quite loudly said, "Who's that?" And then when James walked over to explain who it was, she said, "Oh, is it you?" I was like, "Well, it doesn't look like you. I'm sorry."
No, I've got a much smaller chin.
Yeah, true. Correct. Enjoy the podcast. It was a great show. Heaps happened. Listen out as well for a very distasteful Bluey joke. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
But we'll be back in the podcast for your Alpha Bucks answer.
Charge on in your morning commute. Switch on Fifi, Feb and Nick in your all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X. With a new striking and sleek design, charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
I love this. I want all of that.
Brendan Favola.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Nick Cody.
Took the wind out of those sails real quick.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne's the best.
It just gets you in a good start.
Just makes you laugh.
They are the biggest show in Melbourne.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are the biggest street parties in Melbourne.
People are pumped up. People are up and about.
We're going to Vegas, baby. Yeah.
Fev's Street Tour.
Where else to go? Live on street.
Let's go!
Melbourne's our city.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
We're the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, this is Pink.
Yo, what up, it's Macklemore.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
It's Dua Lipa.
Hey, what's up, this is Kid Laroi.
Kylie Minogue.
Hi to all the Fox family.
Tones and I.
I used to listen to Alpha Buck. I played it along in the car.
You've won $100,000!
That is the secret
sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wow. Warren is turning it on this morning. Fifi, Fev and Nick, hello.
Hello.
Just quietly, we knew this, didn't we? We said it. We picked it. Nazza Wasm was going to be the biggest and the best crowd ever, and you're already here at 6 a.m. This is huge.
Been saying it for 3 years.
Yes, you have.
When are we frigging going to Narre Warren? Been everywhere else in Melbourne.
Fev is back. In his hometown, what a moment this is.
Yes, Brekkie and the Burbs, these just get bigger and we've got hundreds, I'm going to say nearly 1,000 people here at Bunjil Place, Narre Warren, and this might be the biggest because it is Fev's hometown. Now, something that we've known about Fev, I've worked with you, this is our 9th year together. Yep. Nick's been on the show for four years and actually believed this was a thing, but anytime anyone calls the show from where Fev grew up here in Narre Warren, he does constantly reference something.
How's Nazza Wazza?
Pretty good, thanks. Missing you, though.
It's a great place. Ugh. Got my statue down there at Webb Street.
I will get down there today.
So Narre Warren, great place. I'm from there.
Birch Court.
Webb Street, it's iconic. It's got my statue on there.
It is at an iconic Australian suburb, world famous.
Are we going to my statue in Nazza Wazza?
We've yet to see it. So right, Birch Court, Narre Warren.
Now, they say I've got a, you know, they say that the Bunnings gives a lot of sausages away, but I played a lot of footy around here. I kicked more snags than Bunnings gives sausages. Australia-wide.
Now, just to point out, everyone listening, everyone here at Bunjil Place, Narre Warren, Fev thinks this is a stitch-up. As you can all see here, if you are here, but if you're listening, in front of Nick and I is what looks like something under a big satin sheet. Now, he is not convinced this is a copper statue of himself.
Right, copper.
Copper. But this is a big moment for the show. As Brendan Favola stands here in front of his home people in Yarra Warren, let's talk about what this man's achieved. 623 career goals,
yeah.
204 AFL games, three-time All-Australian, two-time Coleman medalist, Italian team of the century, King of the Jungle 2016, two Guinness World Records. Welcome to your hometown. Oh, I'll stand too close to that. Speaker.
You're going so well.
I know, this was the great build-up to Narre Warren. Here is your statue of the great man himself, Brendan Favola.
What is this? I look amazing.
It's you.
It is me.
It's an actual statue of you.
It is.
What was my guess earlier this week, Fee? I said he's going to see himself and he'll get lost in himself.
Oh, my God. This like is like a narcissus. Mirror. My chin is big.
Look at you. Oh my. That's an actual bronze statue. Now, after the show today, that is heading on the truck to Webb Street. So anyone who's visiting Narre Warren locals, you can go and check it out.
feel pretty good.
I just want to see how long it takes to get graffitied, stolen, broken. Oh, no, broken.
It's going to get pulled down like Saddam Hussein.
Now, this is going into Webb Street. What an amazing honour, because dead people normally get this. And I'm not dead yet, but please don't wreck it. Make sure you look after it. And if people poo on it, clean it, if other people want to get around it, just I reckon we should rope it off. Yeah, can you clean it for me? Thanks, buddy. Wow,
oh,
what
an
honour.
That's so cute. Well, there you go. Fev, you are immortalised in bronze in Narre Warren.
And I tell you what, people have been bronzed around the world and doesn't look like them. I think I look amazing. Do I look good?
Yeah.
Yes!
There's no wonder Fev thinks the statue of himself is the best statue that's ever been made. After the show, after 9 o'clock, we will be at Webb Street heading over afterwards for it to be put in concrete over there.
I do have a big head.
Hey, statue Fev, what's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
If you want to see what it looks like, Fifi Fevenick, go to our socials now. If you are listening across our beautiful city, Brendan Favola immortalised. How good is that? Live from Narre Warren.
101.9 The Fox.
Hello, it is Fifi Fev and Nick. Your number one breakfast show. Thank you, Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, on that. Yesterday, you probably hear it's boring industry stuff, but it was a survey day for the radio industry and Narre Warren, everyone listening in Melbourne, across Victoria, in fact. You have given us more listeners than any other radio show.
Yeah.
That's on AM or FM. Thank you, Melbourne, because this is your show.
Hold on, we beat Magic 693.
Yes.
You know how all the radio people, they've got no idea because they just think that radio is all in Sydney, but there is Melbourne as well. They seem to forget
the
us
press,
a little bit, yeah. The press. They always say, oh, Ross, John and Sue. Who the hell's on AM?
No, it's Ross and Russ.
Ross and Russ. Oh, they're such a great show.
They are.
Mate, we've got like 300,000 more listeners than them. That's a lot. It's three MCGs.
Oh, God.
That's three Taylor Swift concerts.
Yeah. Far out.
That's how many more people listen to us.
So thank you, Melbourne, again. We appreciate that.
And again, Daily Mail.
It's all... Hey, Daily Mail were our friends.
I know, and I praise them.
I know, you did that in your...
First time I've ever done that.
But we are here this morning for Brekkie and the Burbs, which we do every Friday morning, and they are our best mornings. I was going to say they're literally the best times of our week. And we've been across Melbourne. We're going to keep going. By the end of the show, we'll announce where we'll be next week. But Nazza Wazza, it's all about you today. And sometimes we go to places where we grew up. Now, we've been to Hoppers, Nick,
yep.
Where you grew up. Well, we went to Croydon, Wonga Park is actually where I grew up. So, but it's a bit semi-rural. I don't know whether we might have to do it in a paddock.
Yeah.
Leon just shook his head.
Leon's shaking his head, our executive producer. But here we are in Narre Warren near Birch Court.
Yes.
Where Brendan Favola spent his formative years.
I know.
We've heard so much, Fev. We've heard about, obviously, Fountain Gates there.
Right there, yeah.
Birch, we've got Webb Street. What school were you at?
I started at St. Francis Xavier, which is in Beaconsfield. Got expelled from there in year seven. Tried to go to Berwick. They didn't want me at Berwick High, so I ended up going to Fountain Gate, where you're remembering, which is just around the corner down there. And then that goes to Year 10, and then they ship us off to Hallam,
yes,
which was a VCE school there, so it was only Year 11 and 12. But it was always great because there was three other schools that went to Year 10, so it was like fresh. There was fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh people in Year 11 and 12.
And it's amazing. Go,
mate, it was amazing. You're like, whoa, there's other people that live around here. Woo!
Fev, you don't know this, but the entire crowd this morning are your illegitimate children. So,
no, actually,
no, Fee just said if a mum come up and said, I went to school, a kid come up and said, I went to school with your, my mum went to school with, your, with Fev, and look like you, would you get worried? I said, man, they'd be about 30 years old now. Yeah. So it'd be a man.
But
any big chins around?
Hundreds of people here. Can we just ask the crowd here at, in Narre Warren, did anyone go to school with Fev, know Fev growing up?
Hands up.
We've got, yes. Is it Kirby? Hello, is it Kirby? Oh, I see. Sorry, that big light. Oh. I can't see you, Kirby.
It's Kirby Lucina.
You know Kirby?
Well, not Lucina now. You're married with kids.
Come here. No.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Yes. I haven't seen it.
Come
yes.
Sit down. Oh, I feel like I'm in the way.
I was best mates with Trent.
Sit down here, Kirby.
Trent's your brother.
I'm nervous.
Kirby and Fair.
Trent's her brother. And Trent barracks for Richmond, so suck eggs, Trent. Yeah. he's a huge Richmond man. Are you a Richmond as well?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Kirby, so at what age did you meet Fev? How long have you known him?
God. Oh, like...
You were a baby.
I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah, really little.
What are the any memories of Fev before he became an AFL player and who he is today?
Yeah, lots of memories in Birch Court.
Yeah.
And, yep. Good memories.
We hang out at your house more.
Yeah.
Because you had a better house. We had a shit house. I had a nice house.
And we were in Fev's mum's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and randomly last year I ran into your dad in Bali.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
And
you did. Ange was sitting by the pool bar.
Yep, absolutely.
Was he a good kid? Did the parent, your parents like him?
Hey, he just said he got expelled in year seven.
Yeah.
He got expelled in grade prep, which is incredible.
Well,
Bernadette, your mum, used to look after me a little bit.
You're doing lots of the talking, Fev. I want more from you.
Because she's nervous.
I know, but like... Yeah. Yeah, did he get up to mischief? Any mischief that you can remember?
A lot?
Yeah.
I used to do it with her brother, Trent.
Yeah.
You know how I used to tell you about how we used to get the dog poo in the bag and we used to light it up on doorsteps?
I thought he was joking.
Yeah. I did that with her brother.
They're not joking.
Oh,
Kevin. And I remember doing it to Adam McPhee, who used to live around
the corner.
He used to live around the corner and he played at Essendon and Fremantle, the Bombers.
Yep.
He also played AFL, so we used to always knick-knock his house and then his dad would come out and step on the poo would go everywhere. The bag was on fire. That was with his brother, her brother.
Really? Oh.
Good fun, kids. Try it. So much fun.
Don't listen, kids.
Primary school kids are taking notes in the front.
Yeah. Be the first time they take notes.
Well, Kirby, it's so lovely to have you here and lovely to have this connection.
I haven't seen Kirby for ages.
I know, how nice.
Sister Erin.
Yes.
Dad Russ.
Yep.
Geez, that's a good memory.
You're on fire.
I am.
Anyone else?
You really wanted that to backfire, didn't
you? No, I didn't. No, I love Kirby. Kirby, you're gorgeous. Thanks, Kirbs. Now, who else have we got here?
Went to Taylor Swift, obviously.
Got Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
G'day, Kate.
Hi.
So my cousin went to school and was very good friends with Fev, Casey Farley.
Yes, Casey. She lives up in the NT now. Is she back?
No, she's back
She's
down.
Back. She used to do my homework at school.
Did she?
She's in the hood.
Yeah, she's in the hood. Casey's the best. We used to hang out all the time. She was lovely.
I think Fev had a secret crush on her, though.
Really?
No, we're just really tight.
Yeah.
Now, you know those friends that you just don't, you know.
Nothing happens. You know?
But you're just really good mates.
Yeah.
And Fev's my homework.
Fev's describing friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship with a woman. You can't quite wrap his head around
it.
Chick you don't hook up with? Does that make sense?
But it's like, you know, you can't have friends that are chicks who are like, oh, you want to sleep with her. No, she's just a mate.
She is a good person.
And when I broke my ankle, I was on crutches. She used to carry my books around school. She was the best. We're
what
like
a
tight.
Nerd.
Sounds like a slave.
Yes, pretty much.
I would have thrown the books at him.
No. Hey, Kate, I love it. Any other good stories, Kate?
I was trying to find some good stories before.
Yes.
But under pressure, she's not awake.
Yeah, she's
asleep. Of course, she's sleeping.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Oh, this is good. Well, Kate, Kirby, thank you so much.
Kirby's so nervous.
And by the way, anyone else who knows anything about Fev, This is James Blake, our senior producer. You might be familiar
with JB.
He's got his own fan club now. It's amazing. DJ Shergs, Leon Shergren from the Lame Duck in Fitzroy on Saturday night. Grab any of anyone. Das, where's Das?
Oh, Darcy. Darcy's a local.
This is our Darcy.
She's a local boxy.
Grab any of these three if you've got any stories that even you want to share anonymously. I am looking for stuff.
You are, mate, I was a clean-cut kid.
I don't know.
This used to be a park with paddocks, boxy.
Yeah.
Used to be like cows here. This was like just nothing. And there used to be like a little playground here. And we used to always, at like 14 or 15, grab like those goon wine bags.
Yes.
And sit there on the park and like sip it and think, well, so cool. And then we'd walk up to Macca's and then we'd go to Barnacle Bill, which was just there. And we'd be like, we own it. We like had tags and stuff. We're like the cool gang.
Wow.
The best.
See, that's drinking your goon side and go, of the story.
Going to Barnacle Bill.
Yeah, mate, the
Harry Warren Scarface.
Yeah. Yeah. Fifi Fevenick alive from Bunjil Place here in Narre Warren.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Listen to that crowd. It is The Fox's Fifi Fevenick. Live from Bunjil Place here in Narre Warren, we do have to say a massive thanks to our friends at Arden Homes as well. You can visit their display at Minter Berwick this Sunday from 11 a.m. Our Black Thunders. How good's the Black Thunder look up here on stage as well?
Stick Maribo in.
And Fev will be down there as well, it says on here. You're going to be down there, Fev?
Where?
And visit one of the displays around Melbourne today.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be there Sunday down in it's Berwick, I think it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There you go.
Little cashy.
Oh, dear. One day the ATO will listen to this show.
No, it's through work.
Oh, okay. Now, we've got lots of kids here in Narre Warren at Bunjil Place. Big fans of Bluey Kids. Yes, actually, parents.
Yes.
I find myself.
Oh, this little kid hates it.
My girls love Bluey, and I find sometimes I look around, I go, oh, they've left the living room, and I'm just here watching Bluey by myself.
The cricket episode. Only cricket I'll ever watch.
Oh, right.
I hate cricket. What a boring sport. But
I can't have
cricket episode.
I can't
best.
Have Bluey.
Why?
I just don't find it interesting.
Really? I think it's so clever. And it's Australian. And finally something Australian like to be proud of in terms of cartoons. Now, some fan has picked up on something that had gone over my head. And I think this is a fascinating little bit of information. So the parents, Bandit and Chili, they're dogs, by the way, if people don't know. They're all dogs. Blue heelers. Now, Bandit is an archaeologist. That's his job. And Chili, the mum, she works in airport security. Yeah. And I had never thought about this.
Oh.
But think about it. They're dogs. Sniff a dog, airport security, and dig in, archaeologist. Isn't that an amazing fact? Is that just me? I thought that was like, I get it.
Mate, that's smart by them.
Well, they're clever. Yeah,
little hidden Easter eggs.
Well, you watch it. Had you figure that out?
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch it, so I'd just assume that you'd know their jobs.
No, I know their jobs, but I didn't go through the next layer of course, they're dogs.
Yeah.
They use their nose.
You know, they should have.
And dig.
One of them should be a guide dog. That'd be smart.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there is a guide dog.
That would be acknowledging
a Labrador.
But that would be acknowledging humans. And in the Bluey world, humans.
There's dogs that are blind.
But they did an Auslan.
Well, they'd have a guide, a hedgehog or something. They wouldn't have a guide dog.
Hedgehogs.
Well, they'd have a hamster or something. Like, they wouldn't have a guide dog.
Yeah, the dog might be like a big Great Dane or something. And it takes a little puppy.
Hold on, JB's coming.
Oh, dear.
Just a weird one. So, if Chili works in airport security, does that mean in the Bluey universe there's a need for airport security? Like there's
Yeah, do they fly anywhere?
Yeah, they'd have dog smuggling stuff. Dog smugglers, they are.
Or like attacks or
I don't think.
Oh no. It's 9/11. Scooby Doo, come on there, dude.
Osama bin Barkin. Watch out.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
That's not the usual.
No.
That's not the off-box answer sound effect.
Okay, so.
It's usually an alarm.
Yes. Technically, that is an alarm.
It is, but ours is more of like an air horn.
Okay,
kind of thing.
What about like a.
No, certainly not that.
Kind of, but not exactly.
No, it's close.
Yeah. Josiah's not here, and in full transparency, the way that our audio system works, it's quite clear, everything makes sense and all that kind of stuff. I don't know where this man has put the actual Alpha Bucks alarm.
There's a lot of things I don't know about him.
Well, you're trying to get into his head.
I don't want to.
And instead, all I can find is sexy sax music. He also has I Will Always Love You horn bit.
You always have that ready?
Yeah, so he's got a lot of... We never use this stuff, do we?
Oh, and I've heard this. We okay. use this. Anytime there's a call that's a bit saucy.
We should actually just bring it up.
Yeah, during the segment. Let's give the Alpha Bucks answer with right. Whitney under us.
Okay, so... Hello, world.
Oh, no.
This is... Oh, no, actually, I was about to read out a clue for Alpha Bucks kids. We don't do that.
No.
Okay, sorry. Just pad.
If you are still listening to the podcast, at FifiFevNick on Instagram, go check out the statue. And shout out to Shannon Knoll for appearing on today's show and performing a cover of TLC's Waterfalls.
And he did that very well.
Yeah, really, really good.
Okay, this is a clue, world, for 6:30 a.m. on Monday, the 18th of March. The letter is F for...
Fred again.
And the question is... A type of pasta.
Fettuccine.
Bingo. You could also have fusilli.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Or fagottini. Or fagottini.
Yeah, fettuccine is probably good.
Or farfel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of Fs for pasta.
There's a lot of Fs for you. Giving you heaps of Fs for Monday's 6:30 Alpha Bucks. Good luck with that. All next week, FifiFevNick will be on the road giving... people in Melbourne the chance to win $1 million. It's going to be huge. Join us then. I'm going home to sleep.
And how about you cuddle up to one of your special loved ones?
It's not Richard Mercer.
Or the special one in your life, and you give them the letter F.
Oh, all right. No.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Let's be honest, it's been a short week. And how good are the Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, man.
Yes,
it has been a short week, but we do like to reflect on the week, the good things that happened, the not so good things that happened. And here is our wonderful newsreader, Alexandra Bryant, with the Fifi Fever Nick Bulletin.
Good morning. I'm Alexandra Bryant, and this is the Fifi Fever Nick Bulletin. Devastating news in Melbourne this week as Moomba's iconic parade was cancelled due to severe heat, but local radio station Fox FM came to the rescue.
The Moomba parade got cancelled yesterday.
Our king of Moomba, Pete Hellier, the queen of Moomba, Emma Memma.
I put a little message out and said, let's get these guys what they deserve. We're just going to do a little lap of our offices here.
I've popped my head out there. I counted 5 people lined up for the parade.
That's actually good. That's better than nothing.
Yeah. Well, you're more of an optimist than I am. I see you've tried.
As Melbourne goes through what's expected to be its last series of heatwaves leading into winter, people are preparing for the cooler and wetter climates.
Do you guys know how clouds and stuff are formed?
And it's water particles?
Yeah, I had no idea. And I was just looking at the clouds because I'd had a few pale ales every day, Australia's, and I was just looking at the clouds and they started to get a bit dark.
You know,
I didn't know how clouds were formed.
Oh, so you
I said,
didn't
where
know
they
that
come
they
from?
Were moisture. You didn't know that that was water.
Yeah, I had no idea. Surely you didn't know all that.
No, I knew all. I'm trying to get in your brain. That's the bit that's getting me.
Oh, don't try and do that, mate. Don't try and do
25
that.
25 parallels.
Yeah. Melbourne's number one breakfast radio show, Fifi, Fev and Nick, have given listeners a peek behind the curtain, revealing a 2024 focus of staying on time after they revealed that having too much fun on air can lead to them talking a little longer than they're meant to.
Anyway, we've been in trouble for talking too long. Let's go to a song. Let's wrap that
place up. No, okay.
Yeah,
that'll
be it. The egg time is empty.
We've got a time. We've got a
Mando's going to regret this conversation.
No.
Yeah, but that was just so abrupt. And I had, and we haven't got to the bit that I want to talk about, which is Nick's hair.
What's wrong with my hair? Is it bad? This is coming from something about Mary over here.
Yes, I know.
To entertainment news, and celebrity Sharon Osbourne dropped a not-so-startling secret about her husband Ozzy this week.
She revealed something about Ozzy that she thinks nobody knew. I think we all knew this. She has revealed that during the filming of the Osbournes, Ozzy was more often than not on marijuana. Yeah.
Thanks, Sandra Sully.
That wasn't something that was lost on us, no. Sharon, that he was somehow under the influence of something.
Can't wait for Alex Favola to come out and say Brendan was drinking beers at the Brownlow that night.
Australia's number one psychic, Kyle O'Donnell, joined radio show Fifi Fev and Nick this week and faced a barrage of tough questions about his career path.
Are they ever surprised when you chat to them?
Yes.
Are the spirits like, oh, no way?
They are very perplexed.
Don't wake me up.
Literally, sometimes they're like, they don't know why I'm talking to them. They have no idea why I'm talking to them. Like, they'll say, and it sounds strange, but they'll be cooking dinner or something. And they're saying,
I'm
actually...
You still got to cook when you're dead.
You do have to cook.
What do you mean they're cooking dinner?
Yeah, they're cooking dinner. They're, like, doing shopping. It's like another dimension.
Going to the shops? Is that hell?
Are you ready for this?
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And as Fifi always says...
Everything zinger, 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 zinger.
101.9
The Fox.
The Foxes. Fifi, Fev and Nick on your Friday, your number one breakfast show. Thank you for making us your most listened to breakfast show, Melbourne. We love you so much so that we come to you every Friday. Breaking the Burbs today. Narre Warren, what a morning.
Yes, Bunjil Place is absolutely pumping. How good was Pitbull here at Bunjil? The crowd loved it. This weekend, we have a great opportunity on the show, and you're going to hear a big Hollywood star on our show next week. Guys, Jack Black is heading to Australia. Amazing comedic actor, performer, singer in Tenacious D. Kung Fu Panda, there's a new Kung Fu Panda movie. My family's happy about that. Now, the only
our mate's in it, Ronnie Cheng.
Is Ronnie in
Kung
it?
Kung Fu Panda 4, yeah.
Gosh. Your mate that you started doing comedy with is really
doing well.
Now, okay, Fev, just he's not talking on the radio because he's posting photos of his statue on Instagram. But now, the problem, though, was Jack Black was only going to be available on the weekend and in Sydney. Now, Nick, Fev and I, we've got families.
Who are we sending?
Well, we've got families and obviously we love being here in Melbourne. We choose not to go to Sydney to do radio.
No, Sydney, no.
But... we thought, well, who could we send? Now,
oh, no.
We got nervous because do you remember last time? Now, James Blake, our senior producer, Narre Warren, a big cheer for this man.
He's the guy over here that wears our merch.
Now, I know he looks 12 and he does live with his mum, Leah and David, but he is 27 and he did just get his licence, so he's a licensed driver. Now, we tasked him
clap.
Up.
One clap of the license. Oh, it's spreading.
We challenged him a few weeks ago to interview Margot Robbie. Now, this was a big, big moment for James. He was on the red carpet at the Actors and he had to get Margot's attention and have a chat with her. It certainly didn't go as we'd hoped.
Just as Ken.
I don't think he proved to be a great interviewer, but this was what unfolded.
Hello.
How are you? You're gorgeous.
Hello.
Alfie, by the way.
Hi, Barbie.
Feeling that Kennedy.
Yes, I'm a Ken. I'm not an Alan.
No, you're Ken. You're whatever you want to be. If you want to be Ken, you're Ken.
I feel like I give off big Alan vibes.
Alan's amazing too.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, good enough.
Very Alan response.
Yeah.
Margot, the trailblazer. I could not think of a more fitting word.
All right. I think we got it. I think we've done it. I made it all about me. That was a mistake. This is her award. She's getting the Trailblazer Award. And I just talked about how I feel like I'm Ellen. I negged myself to Margot.
So we got 6 seconds with Margot Robbie where he talked about himself.
Just James.
The three of us looked at each other and went, Jack Black, it's a huge opportunity. Do we let him?
Surely not.
He's going to get another crack at it. So, Melbourne, we believe in second chances. And we thought to ourselves, he's flying up to Sydney, he's going to interview Jack Blake. And usually we like to give him a challenge because we dressed him up as Ken last time and it was
panda.
A massive failure. No. What we decided this time was we're not actually going to set a challenge. The challenge is, can you please just not stuff it up? Just try to... do an interview.
Okay, like this will be a little bit easier because that was a red carpet and you're all sort of jostling, elbows out kind of stuff. I've got 6 minutes confirmed.
What's your opener?
I'm going to keep that a secret. I've got an ace up my sleeve. I've got a couple going to butter him up.
Don't mention School of Rock and other things he's done. He's talking about Kung Fu Panda. You've got to focus on the project.
Watch him end up talking about Alan from Barbie and just the same questions. We don't realise he's just got set questions.
At the moment... the one thing I have is Po from Kung Fu Panda's catchphrase.
Yes.
So I think I'll walk in and I'll just go skadoosh.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And he'll like that, and then from there,
yeah, really,
I've cleared the trees, and I can just plough on through.
I like it. And with Margot Robbie,
yeah,
what was noticeable too was you just went in with this very monotone level without any enthusiasm. Are you going to commit to that?
I had to be cool in front of Margot.
Okay.
Well, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, I was. I was pretty.
You're one tone Tony.
No, no, it's all right. I will. There'll be some intonation. I've got some stats for him.
Oh, yeah, no. Grouse. Oh, wow.
I might try and talk politics with
him. Can you please talk? Bring up Biden. Ask if Biden's a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find a way to tactfully do it.
Just please don't bore him to death. This is...
I love show great idea. Again, can you?
So, Monday on the show, how did a senior producer, James Blake, or as you affectionately call him, Fev, the Nerd Burger, how does he go? Handbag.
We already know from what he's told us.
It's going to be
horrible. He's going to tell him his own catchphrase and then show him a spreadsheet. It's going to be a disaster.
We'll find out Monday.
Let's check your roads. Good morning, Melbourne.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.